The New York Yankees beat the Florida Marlins 6-1 last night. The Yankees have a 2-1 lead in the World Series. As the teams prepare for Game 4 tonight in Miami, commentator Frank DeFord has been daydreaming about what might have been.
As this 2003 World Series between Boston and Chicago has moved on to Wrigley Field, interest has soared even higher. One top baseball official told me confidentially, the commissioner would never admit it, but can you just imagine what a disaster it would have been if the Yankees and Marlins had made the series? The whole country has fallen head over heels in love with this business about curses and how the Red Sox and Cubs are such charming losers. And if Florida and New York would have won, yuck! Even in Florida, nobody knows the Marlins exist, and the Yankees just stand for everything pompous and smug that mainstream America detests. The television ratings for the first three games of the series have been so high for the Sox and Cubs that last night, up against the third game, NBC simply canceled its whole primetime schedule and ran paid religious programming. Even Democrats were amused by President Bush's remark in Manila last week when he was speaking to Philippine President, but didn't realize he was being broadcast on Armed Forces Radio. As we all know by now, the president said, "The way I figured, Gloria, if either the Cubs or Red Sox can win a series, then we can find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq." The Chicago-Boston series has just been the ultimate feel-good story for America, the best since the trapped miners in Somerset, Pennsylvania got out alive. Oh, to be sure, there were some bad feelings when the Cubs had Bucky Dent sing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game" last night at a seventh-inning stretch, but since Boston won the game behind a brilliant pitching performance by Pedro Martinez, all was forgiven. The victory was especially satisfying for Boston manager Grady Little, who had been second-guessed for taking Martinez out after the seventh inning of the final game of the Yankee series and then watched as the Red Sox bullpen gave up two runs. But Boston did hold on to win, and now here was arrested Martinez back in ace form. For Chicago, the hero continues to be the mysterious, beautiful woman who rushed down the aisle and pushed fans away in the sixth game of the NLCS, thereby allowing Moises Alou to make a spectacular catch of a foul fly and save the Cubs' victory. The Chicago Sun-Times has named the gorgeous mystery woman Our Lady of the Pop-Up. Even the mayors of Chicago and Boston came through. You just know if it was Miami and New York, the mayors would make those dopey bets with pastrami and cheesecake and stone crabs and key lime pie. But Mayors Daley and Menino came up with a new angle. The city that wins must send its former curse to the other. If the Cubs win, Mayor Daley will FedEx a billy goat to Boston, ending the Cubs' curse of the billy goat. If the Sox win, to end the curse of the Bambino, Mayor Menino is UPSing a babe to Chicago. The babe designated is a Boston stripper who calls herself Fenway Peak. Yes, the series that has absolutely captivated America continues with Game 4 tonight.
Fantasy of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.
Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young and hot.